A scene is a story in miniature, an action through conflict in a unity or continuity of time and space that turns the value charge condition of the character's life. A scene causes change in a minor, albeit significant, way. A sequence climax is a scene that causes a moderate reversal, change with more impact than a scene. An act climax is a scene that causes a major reversal, change with greater impact than sequence climax. Accordingly, we never write a scene that's merely a flat, static display of exposition. Rather, we strive for this ideal, to create a story design in which every scene is a minor, moderate, or major turning point. The film Wall Street. The values at stake are wealth and honesty. A young stockbroker, Bud Fox, secures a meeting with billionaire Gordon Gekko. Bud lives from paycheck to paycheck, but his integrity is intact. He proposes legitimate business ideas, but his sales pitch provokes forces of antagonism he couldn't anticipate when Gekko retorts, "Tell me something I don't know." Suddenly, Bud realizes Gekko doesn't want to do honest business. He pauses, then reveals a corporate secret that his own father had told him. Bud chooses to join Gekko in an unlawful conspiracy, reversing his inner nature from honest to criminal and his fortunes from poor to rich around this powerful and ironic turning point. The effects of turning points are fourfold: surprise, increased curiosity, insight, new direction. When a gap opens between expectation and result, it jolts the audience with surprise. The world has reacted in a way neither character nor audience had foreseen. This moment of shock instantly provokes curiosity as the audience wonders why. Why has the world reacted to the character in this way? The nimble and perceptive mind of the audience finds these answers in a flash of understanding. The question why propels it back through the story, and what it has seen so far instantly clicks into a new configuration. The audience experiences a rush of insight into the character and his world, a satisfying layer of hidden truth. The climax of The Empire Strikes Back propels the longest rush backward for insight I know. As Darth Vader and Luke Skywalker fight to the death with lightsabers, Vader steps back and says, "You can't kill me, Luke. I'm your father." The word father explodes one of the most famous gaps in film history and hurls the audience back through two whole films separated by 3 years. Instantly we grasp why Ben Obi-Wan Kenobi was so worried what would happen if Darth and Luke ever met face to face. We know why Yoda was so desperate to teach Luke command of the Force. We realize why Luke's had so many close escapes. His father has been secretly protecting him. Two films that made perfect sense to this moment now have a new, deeper layer of meaning. New direction, Return of the Jedi. Or Chinatown. Prior to the Act Two climax, we believe that Mulray was murdered for either financial gain or jealous rage. But when Evelyn says, "She's my sister and my daughter," the gap splits with a shock. To understand her words, we race back through the film and gain a powerful set of insights. Incest between father and daughter, the real motivation for the murder, and the identity of the killer. New direction, the corkscrew twists of Act Three, driven by a greatly increased curiosity. Now, how will this turn out? These insights must be shaped into setups and payoffs. To set up means to layer in knowledge. To pay off means to close the gap by delivering that knowledge to the audience. When the gap between expectation and result propels the audience back through the story seeking answers, they can only find them if the writer has prepared or planted these insights in the work. The Empire Strikes Back. When Darth Vader reveals that he's Luke's father, we rush back to the scenes in which Ben Kenobi and Yoda are greatly troubled over Luke's command of the Force, fearing, we presume, for the young man's safety. We now realize that Luke's mentors were actually concerned for his soul, dreading that his father would seduce him to the dark side. Setups must be handled with great care. They must be planted in such a way that when the audience first sees them, they have one meaning. But during a rush of insight, they take on a second, more important meaning. It's possible, in fact, that a single setup may have meanings hidden to the third or fourth level. Chinatown. When we meet Noah Cross, he's a suspect, but he's also a father worried about his daughter. But when Evelyn reveals their incest, we realize Cross's true concern is Catherine. But then in Act 3, when Cross uses his wealth to block Giddes and capture Catherine, we realize that under Cross's previous scenes lurked a third level of madness, driven by the virtually omnipotent power to escape justice while committing any crime he wishes, including incest with the offspring of his own incest. Setups must be planted firmly enough so that when the audience's mind hurls back, they're remembered. If setups are too subtle, the audience will miss the point. If too heavy-handed, the audience will see the turning point coming a mile away. Additionally, the firmness of the setup must be adjusted to the target audience. We set up more prominently for youth audiences because they're not as story-literate as middle-aged filmgoers. Ingmar Bergman, for example, is difficult for the young, not because they couldn't grasp his ideas if they were explained to them, but because Bergman never explains. He dramatizes his ideas subtly, using setups intended for the well-educated, socially experienced, and psychologically sophisticated. Once the setup closes the gap, that payoff will, in all probability, become yet another setup for payoffs ahead. The Empire Strikes Back. When Darth Vader reveals himself to Luke, this pays off a myriad of setups strung back through two films. In an instant, however, this also becomes the setup for Luke's next action. What will the young hero do? He chooses to try to kill his father, but Darth Vader cuts off his son's hand, a payoff to set up the next action. Now defeated, what will Luke do? He hurls himself out of the Sky City, trying to commit an honorable suicide, a payoff to set up the next action. Will he die? No, he's rescued virtually in midair by his friends. This stroke of luck pays off the suicide and becomes the setup for a third film to resolve the conflict between father and son. Turning points not only deliver insight, but create the dynamic of story emotion. The understanding of how we create the audience's emotional experience begins with the realization that there are only two emotions, pleasure and pain. Each has its variations: joy, love, happiness, rapture, fun, ecstasy, thrill, bliss, and many others on one hand, anguish, dread, anxiety, terror, grief, humiliation, malaise, misery, stress, remorse, and many others on the other. But at heart, life gives us only one or the other. As audience, we experience an emotion when the telling takes us through a transition of values. First, we must empathize with the character. Second, we must know what the character wants and want the character to have it. Third, we must understand the values at stake in the character's life. Within these conditions, a change in values moves our emotions. For example, suppose a character is poor, at the negative in terms of wealth and what money means for survival. If a passage of the story moves him from poor to rich, from negative to positive, the audience will experience a positive emotion during that transition. If then the character's life moves from rich to in debt to a loan shark, a condition worse than poverty, from the positive to the doubly negative, then the audience will experience a negative emotion.